This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. SNAP, better known as food stamps, is a program in disarray. It doesn't target the poor, and it's rife with fraud. Cato Institute senior fellow Mike Tanner is author of the new Cato paper, SNAP Failure, the Food Stamp Program Needs Reform, available today at cato.org.
Well, SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is the program that used to be known as food stamps. And it is the primary nutrition program that the federal government has, although they have some two dozen food assistance programs. Today, it covers about 48 million Americans. About one out of every six million Americans is on the program. And the cost is just under $80 billion a year.
What is the argument about it right now? Clearly, Republicans want to cut it, but do they want to do anything substantive with the program?
Well, food stamps is a little bit unusual as a program. It has some characteristics of an entitlement program, and also it is an appropriation program. It is usually authorized as part of the farm bill. It's been this unholy alliance of farm state Republicans and urban Democrats that get together every 5 years and expand the program. And Farm Bill is up for reauthorization again, so they're debating the size of the program. Republicans have proposed that the program be cut by about $40 billion over 10 years, or about $4 billion a year, primarily by reinstituting some of the work requirements and some of the eligibility requirements that were in place before the recession began in 2009.
Now, what do you recommend?
Well, I think the Republican proposals are actually a step in the right direction, but they're very small. For example, they want to do away with some of the blanket waivers that states have received to do away with their work requirements under the program. And they also want to do away with what's called categorical eligibility, which means that people are eligible for food stamps simply by virtue of being eligible for other welfare programs. They want people who apply for food stamps to have to undergo asset tests and income tests the same way that people applying for other programs do. But those are just steps, small steps in the right direction. What you really want to do in the long term is return the responsibility for this, as with other anti-poverty programs, to the states and let the states decide how they're going to spend their money on poverty programs and what restrictions they're going to have and what benefits they're going to provide.
Now, it's my understanding that this is a program that ebbs and flows a little bit with employment cycles.
Well, certainly some of it is countercyclical. It's very hard to actually trace unemployment rates and find a clear correlation between unemployment and the levels of growth in food stamps. But clearly some of it has to do with the recession that we've just undergone. That said, the growth that we've seen in the last few years is much higher than for previous recessions. So some of it has to do with deliberate policy choices. And the growth in the program actually began long before this recession. Under George W. Bush, we started to see an enormous effect, almost a doubling of the food stamp program. As recently as 1970, there were just 17 million Americans on food stamps at a cost of about $18 billion a year. Here we are a dozen years later, and we're up to 48 million Americans and $80 billion a year. That's not simply an unemployment-based increase.
Now, just based on efficiency grounds, I know that food stamps, there are restrictions on what you can buy, what kinds of things you can consume. Just purely on efficiency grounds, wouldn't it be better if these people were just given cash?
Well, clearly it would be better if they were given cash. I mean, as part of the combined, we should be doing is combining all of our welfare programs. The fact that we have 126 different anti-poverty programs, 72 of these provide cash or in-kind benefits, about two dozen provide food. That's hardly a recipe for efficiency. Simply giving people money and letting them spend the money as they wish is probably much better, and it treats them like adults. That said, one of the problems with food stamps, or one of the widely claimed problems with food stamps, is that it doesn't put much in the way of restrictions on people's purchases. In fact, people purchase candy and cookies and soda with their food stamps. That may be one of the reasons why studies have found that it doesn't do much in terms of improving nutrition. The academic literature really suggests there's no link between receiving food stamps and nutrition, or for that matter, food and hunger. What's called food insecurity doesn't seem to go down with receipt of food stamps.
What would transitioning these programs away from the federal government and to states, What does that look like?
Probably in some form of a block grant, much the way they did with TANF, what was used to be AFDC, Aid for Families with Dependent Children. The cash welfare program, states received a specific amount and then were given a great deal of leeway in terms of how they spent that money. They could spend more money, for example, on job training programs and less money on cash benefits. The similar thing should be put in place for the food stamp program.
Now, this was tried in the mid-90s with welfare, was it not?
Well, that's exactly right. This is the welfare is simply the model for it. Problem was welfare reform didn't go far enough. It only handled four programs out of all the many anti-poverty programs the federal government has. And once they established a block grant with federal strings, they then didn't continue that shift down to the states, allowing them to determine how much they're going to spend, essentially.
So part of this program, if I understand you correctly, ought to be phasing out the block grants entirely?
Well, in the long term, there's no efficiency that says that the state sends money to Washington, Washington takes a cut off the top and then sends it back to the states with strings attached. Why not simply leave that money in the states to begin with and let Brandeis called the laboratories of democracy experiment? Some states may want to put more money into food programs and less into other cash programs. Some may want to just give them cash. Some may want to have work requirements. Some don't. Let's see what happens.
Mike Tanner is author of the new Cato paper, Snap Failure: The Food Stamp Program Needs Reform. You can get your copy today at cato.org.